Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. It is Friday, September 10th, which means September 11th is tomorrow, the 20th anniversary of 9/11. So I cannot open the show without mentioning our prayers with all of the people who experienced such tragedy 20 years ago and who probably relive it every anniversary and probably every hour of every day, 365 days a year. The kids who grew up without dads and moms. The kids who grew up without their firemen fathers, the kids who grew up without their police officer fathers, the kids who grew up without their mothers and fathers who worked at the office, the kids who were in the mother's womb when their father died, that never even met their father. Just a very sad thing. There'll be over 1,000 9/11 memorials across the United States to honor the victims tomorrow, over 1,000. The majority of those memorials are in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. As some 500 people who resided on Long Island and commuted into Manhattan's World Trade Center perished on 9/11 from following New York, New Jersey lost the second most number of individuals with 746 residents who lost their lives. There are 1,243 memorials placed across the world because the attacks killed individuals from over 80 countries, but 96% of the memorials worldwide were in the United States. Of the 2,753 people killed at the World Trade Center, 343 were first responders from the Fire Department of New York, and 71 were law enforcement officers from 10 different agencies. Tomorrow is the 20th anniversary, and we must never forget. And my biggest issue is, if you don't learn a lesson, history repeats, and it's going to smack you in the face again. And the border is wide open. Anybody can get across. Anybody can get in. Biden lets everybody in. And he's importing tens of thousands, I think 100,000 Afghans without vetting them. God knows how many of them are suicide bombers. God knows how many are simply hate-filled terrorists, radicals, who are going to do damage what's here. It's truly a tragic situation because another 9/11 is right around the corner. It could happen any day. It could happen today. It could happen tonight. It could happen tomorrow. Truly sad. And another truly sad development is that Joe Biden will not speak at any 9/11 memorials tomorrow. His handlers are terrified of the likely response. In other words, the families hate him, and the policemen hate him, and the firemen hate him, and the military hates him. And they're terrified that he goes out in public after what he did, the people he abandoned in Afghanistan. Every time he goes out, like when he went to New Jersey to comfort the hurricane victims, they screamed, F you, Biden. They gave him the middle finger. They screamed that he abandoned Americans. They hate his guts. He's hated all over this country. So they will not let him out tomorrow. Just amazing. And by the way, a CNN poll shows 2% think America is doing very well under Joe Biden, 2%. I'll get to all of that when we get back from the first break, but I have enough time, just enough time, now to read you my latest commentary that comes out on Sunday, nationally syndicated in newspapers around the country by Creator Syndicate. It is titled, Why Larry Elder Will Win the California Recall Election, Rigged Election Just Like Trump. Muhammad Ali once said, it ain't bragging if you can back it up, so I'm going to brag. I've got the best track record of political predictions anywhere on radio or TV. I talk 3 hours a day on the radio with my show, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, on USA Radio Network. I also host 750 episodes of my own talk show for 3 years on Newsmax TV. I've written literally thousands of newspaper columns and commentaries over the past decade, and I've written 14 books. My 15th book comes out Thursday, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. My book gives away the hard-to-find contact information that will enable 80 million Trump voters to hound, protest, and boycott the top 100 woke companies, 100-plus woke companies, actually 116. With this book, if any company goes woke, we will make you go broke. Altogether, I may be on record publicly more than any other political odds maker, analyst, or host in America. I've made literally thousands of predictions. I'm batting at least 990. I've gotten maybe a half dozen predictions wrong out of thousands. So here's my prediction for the California governor's recall election. Gavin Newsom will be recalled and Larry Elder will be the next governor of California. Except it won't matter, because after all the massive Democrat vote fraud is factored in, Gavin Newsom will survive the recall and Larry Elder will lose. I think Larry's great. I've been a fan of Larry Elder for decades. I started my national radio career as a guest host for Larry. I think Larry Elder is just what the doctor ordered for the tragic mess California's in. Larry would win if the legitimate votes were counted honestly, but they aren't. As communist dictator Joseph Stalin once said, those who cast the votes decide nothing, those who count the votes decide everything. California is a failed socialist hellhole. Crooked Democrats count the votes in California and any other Democrat-controlled state. So Larry Elder is about to find out what it's like to be Donald J. Trump. He's about to find out what it's like to have an election stolen by brazen socialist communist criminals who will stop at nothing to destroy America. He's about to experience a rigged and stolen election just like Trump. How do I know? Let me count the ways. First, millions of illegal aliens are voting in California. When they get their driver's license at DMV, they're automatically registered to vote. By law, no one is allowed to ask them if they're a citizen. No one can ask for valid ID. Millions of illegal alien voters tip the scale for failed socialist Democrats in California. It's pretty simple. They vote for the party that won't support them and will keep welfare checks coming from cradle to grave. Second, California has sent out tens of millions of mail-in ballots. Just like Biden Trump in 2020, there's no way to know who's who. There's no voter ID. There's no chain of custody. There's no signature verification. There's nothing but millions of fake ballots signed with fake names. Just one of my fans has received 16 ballots at his California home. That was my buddy Richie's friend in California. He lives there with only his wife and two kids. Sorry, Larry. Democrats and their flood of fake ballots will never allow you to win this one. Third, California allows anyone to print out ballots on their home computer. That's pure insanity. Fourth, California has ballot harvesting. Anyone can collect thousands of fake ballots, fill them out, and hand them in. Democrats have perfected this art. And lastly, the actual ballots were designed with a flaw. You must fold the ballot to mail it in. Computers that scan the votes often auto-cancel the name checked on the fold. Guess whose name is on the fold out of 46 candidates? Larry Elder. What a coincidence! What a shocker! So I'm rooting for you, Larry. I know you'd make a great governor, but sadly, I know it won't matter. The election is rigged. Your governorship will be stolen, just as Trump's presidency was stolen. The question is, when will conservatives and patriots wake up and do something about it? That's my new column, Why Larry Elder Will Win the California Recall Election, But He Will Lose a Rigged Election Just Like Trump. It'll be out in newspapers around the country through Creator Syndicate this Sunday. To finish up this segment, I want to dig into this data from CNN. 2% think America is doing very well under Joe Biden. 2% of Americans participating in a CNN poll think the United States is doing very well. Results revealed today, Friday. How well are things going in the country today? CNN asked respondents. 2% said very well. 29% said fairly well. 45% said pretty bad. 24% said very badly. Combining the net answers, 69% say pretty or very bad. 31% very or fairly well. A 37-point difference. For perspective, while former President Donald Trump was in office, 21% of Americans said the United States was doing very well. Remember, I told you this again and again while Trump was president. He was the most popular, unpopular president in history. That's all we heard in the media was how unpopular Trump was. And he wasn't unpopular. It was a lie. Trump was very popular. Compared to Joe Biden, unbelievably popular. Compared to Obama, he was popular. Regarding specific issues from this year to last year, the numbers did not improve for Biden. For instance, 77% are worried about the economy. 58% were worried about it last year. Similar numbers exist for crime. 57% are worried about crime. 37% were worried about crime last year. Related to coronavirus, concern over the pandemic has risen since Trump was president. Today, 70% are worried about the virus compared to 60% last year. What one issue do you feel is the most important issue facing the country today? According to CNN, the coronavirus ranked first at 36%, the economy at 20%, immigration at 9%, and Afghan at 5%. It's worth noting that the polls also indicated 73% believe stopping illegal immigration is very or somewhat important issue for the government to address. I keep telling you, we're all on the same team. We've got the silent majority, the loud majority, anything you want to call it. It doesn't matter. The politicians don't give a damn. 73% of us want to stop illegal immigration, and they don't care. CNN's polling comes as Biden's approval rating shrank this week to 39%. Overall, Biden's quickly evaporating approval numbers are primarily due to Democrat loyalists who have begun rejecting challenges of inflation, Afghanistan, and COVID. Nearly 9 out of 10 Democrats approved of Biden his first 6 months in office, and now it's down to 77%. That's what's caused the major slide. Republicans still hate his guts and want to see him retire to a nursing home. Independents hate his guts and want to see him retire to a nursing home. But now he's dramatically down among Democrats who are embarrassed by what they saw in Afghanistan and go to the supermarket and they know about inflation and are scared to death about COVID. You can see he can't control it. Wayne Alaruth, the warrior, the root's on fire. We'll be right back here on USA Radio Network. I'm Wayne Alaruth for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free. 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root. 800-384-41. Or online at TII1.com. Hi, this is Wade Alaruth. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, support and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
I mean, when you want to think about the things that are destroying our country, Chicago busts businesses for mask violations while shootings soar. Chicago has issued dozens of citations to businesses for violating the state's indoor mask requirement as shootings continue to dominate in the Windy City. According to reports, Chicago's Business Affairs and Consumer Protection Department has conducted over 100 investigations into such businesses, issuing 20 citations and 16 warnings in the last week following the city's re-implementation of an indoor mask mandate. Businesses cited included restaurants, grocery stores, and nightclubs. You know, when you think about it, can you imagine? Can you imagine over the Labor Day weekend, 63 people were shot, 6 fatally, and they're going door to door to see if your mask is below your nose. And you're wasting the time of all these agents that should be going after murderers. 6 kids were shot in 12 hours from Saturday night into Sunday morning. A 4-year-old boy visiting Chicago with his mother was shot in the head twice and killed. Really killed? Shot in the head twice but lived. I never heard that before. Shot in the head twice and killed on Friday. A website called HeyJackass.com observed that 14 people have been shot and killed in Chicago during September, and another 89 people have been shot and wounded. Remember, what is today? The 10th of September. And this report probably came out 2 days ago. So in a week, it's 14 people shot and killed, and another 89 shot and wounded. Chicago has now experienced more murders and shootings in 2021 than the entire year 2019. And yet they're worried about mask violations. Do you understand how absurd it all is? It's insane. And that's why, let me mention that my book is the sponsor of this show, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. I've got one in my hands. Finally, I got my books delivered and got them in my hands. Matter of fact, for those of you who live in Las Vegas, tomorrow I'll be speaking at 10 a.m. tomorrow in Henderson at the Anthem Sun City Republican Club. The event is at their Independence Plaza at Anthem Sun City. Independence Plaza. They expect at least 250 people of their own members. But if many of you want to come, wouldn't that be great if we had them packed to the rafters? And I'll be talking about what's happening to America, and I'll be signing my brand new book. It's not out till next Thursday, but I got several hundred books arrived at my home a couple days ago. I've got them in my hot hands, and I'm bringing them to the event tomorrow to sign the books for my fans, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And what is it? It's got the name of the CEO, name of the board of directors, the address to mail letters, the email address to send emails, and the phone number to go after them and hound them and harass them in a nice way. Always be nice. Always be nice. Do not give a bad name to conservatives. Be nice, be polite, be mannered. But to go after, hound, and harass all the liberal companies, all the woke companies, and let them know we will not be buying their products anymore, and scare them to death and make them change their ways. And I know as soon as the book comes out, they'll change their numbers. And they will ignore when you call them. So very quickly, after they get thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of calls, they'll ignore them or they'll change their number. So I've also given you all of their social. This is a brand new thing I added yesterday, a brand new chapter. I've given you their brand new chapter, which lists their social media addresses, which is their Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook pages, so you can go after them on those pages. And just think if, you know, 80 million Trump people took my advice and called them and emailed them and mailed them letters and went to Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram and gave horrible reviews, we could bring them all to their knees and make them go broke and destroy them. So The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, out Thursday. Amazon.com right now, pre-sale, and Barnes & Noble right now, pre-sale, and it'll arrive on September 16th, next Thursday, when I start my PR tour, and you can buy it tomorrow, signed by me, at Sun City Anthem Independence Plaza, the Sun City Anthem Republican Club. Hope I'll see you there. So, some things that, we only have a minute to go, so I'll tell you when we get back. But let me tell you some of the things I want to talk about. First of all, when we get back, we're going to have Sam Peters, former U.S. Army Major and Bronze Star recipient, to talk about, to reflect on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. I couldn't think of a better person to do it, so Sam Peters will be with us. And then I want to talk about the Biden advisor who says the president will run over GOP governors who resist the vaccine mandate. Can you imagine if Trump had said something like that? And great news, the court sides with Ron DeSantis in Florida and reinstates the school mask mandate ban pending the outcome of an appeal. That's great. And a nurse sounds the alarm. Hospitals are filling up across America with the vaccinated. With the vaccinated. I knew they were lying. I knew for the first minute when they kept saying it's the unvaccinated filling the hospitals. No, it's the vaccinated dying and filling hospitals. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is ready for possible legal challenges to his new vaccine mandates.
Have at it.
visiting a middle school in Washington, D.C., President Biden noting he's so disappointed with some Republican governors and accused them of being so cavalier with the health of these kids. One governor who's not too happy with the mandates, Republican governor from South Dakota, Kristi Noem.
This is not a power that is delegated to the federal government. This is a power for states to decide. It's unbelievable what he is doing.
Fears of rising inflation continue after the release of a key economic indicator. The August producer price index rose 0.7% over July and 8.3% over August of 2020. The index measures prices charged by producers for goods such as washing machines and services. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons E. Kind of amazing. I'm 60 years old, and I work out anywhere between 60 and 90 minutes a day every day, although I must admit I cheated today because I'm so busy I only got in 30 minutes. For me, that's incredible. I mean, that's probably the least I've done in a month. 30 minutes a day to me is a nightmare. I feel so guilty about it, but I love working out hard every day. I generally do 90 minutes a day. I love my 90-minute days. That's my peace in life. My man cave is my gym, right? I don't worry about drinking beer or watching TV. It's my gym, and I just love 90 minutes. But if you work out 90 minutes at the age of 60, you're going to have some serious aches and pains. So I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback and former Redskins quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. He knows about it. He was hit 1,000 times by very large men, 300-pound men, and he is sore. Let me tell you, as a quarterback, you get hit a lot. And he's not sore anymore. He was sore. He was filled with arthritis, and now he feels great. And he said, Wayne, you got to try out this roll-on from Sons of Liberty CBD, and you get it at sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it'll heal your body. And he was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD is not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD does it right. Highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. I've never smoked pot in my life, and I never will. But CBD is not pot. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. CBD is real mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Up to 25% off. Just remember, WAR15 for Wayne Allen Roots. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. All right, so I opened the show talking about the 20th anniversary of 9/11 tomorrow. I think it's very important for all of us to remember it. Even I, someone who remembers it and is a big patriot and can't imagine how horrible it was, and even I have a tendency to forget how incredibly gut-wrenching horrible it was until I watched a documentary a couple of months ago about 9/11 and watched all the people jumping to their death from the top stories of the building. And I literally had tears in my eyes and was so angry, I just wanted to bomb somebody, if you know what I mean. It was just a horrible moment to watch that thing brought back all the memories like it was yesterday. I can't believe 3,000 American citizens died. I can't believe people had to jump off the roof 100 stories up to keep from burning to death and fly to their death down to the sidewalk and become a speck of dust. I can't believe what our Islamic terrorist enemies did to us. And I brought Sam Peters on the show today, former U.S. Air Force major and Bronze Star recipient and a GOP candidate for United States Congress in Nevada's 4th District again this time around. He was a great candidate last time, came very close to pulling a huge upset in the GOP primary. I think anyone would say that he is now the favorite in the GOP primary in the 4th Congressional District, and it's a good district. We have a chance to win that district. Sam Peters with us, U.S. Air Force major, to reflect on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Hey, Sam, how are you?
Wayne, thanks for having me, sir. Appreciate that introduction. And, yeah, we definitely have a chance to win this thing here in Nevada's 4th. And, yeah, reflecting on 9/11, 20 years ago, I'm sure you mentioned just a moment ago, you know, remember exactly where you were. I know exactly where I was. I was actually a military working dog handler. I was in charge of the canine units at Elmendorf Air Force Base, Alaska. And at 5 o'clock in the morning, I was awoken by a phone call from a friend of mine who was actually deployed to Saudi Arabia. And they were frantic and said, get up and go turn on your television. And sure enough, I did. And that was the first phone call I got. I immediately threw on my uniform, and by the time I was 5 minutes from from my base and my canine units. I got a phone call from my base that told me to get to work, and I told them I was already on my way. And for the next few weeks, we had military working dogs searching every car and facility on base for a couple of weeks before we started to figure out what exactly happened, who was responsible, and what we were going to do about it. So it started off, you know, we had been in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and, you know, Iraq for a few years, about 11 years before, and our job was to contain. You know, it was Operation Southern Watch after Iraq won, and our job was to contain what was going on, keep the Iraqi Saddam Hussein, keep them from coming back down into Kuwait. And we unfortunately, as a society, we took our eye off prize a little bit, and the terrorists outsmarted us, came in the back door, and we let them in, unfortunately. And I'm afraid, you know, fast forward a little bit, and again, this is a little bit of a long reflection on what happened then and what's happening now. But I think it's an important distinction to be made to what's going on in Afghanistan today. When we exit Afghanistan the way we did, and we allow these groups to start taking over and start reorganizing as they did prior to 9/11, we better keep our eye on the prize this time. So that's my initial thoughts on it. And I, you know, look at the news today. You know, just about 15 minutes ago while you were on the air, the White House put an article out that the Biden administration says the best way, and this is a quote from their article, the best way to honor the sacrifices of the day is to make sure we're updating our approach to policies that reflect the reality of today rather than the reality of 20 years ago. And I'm going to tell you something right now. That's the administration quote that's in the Time magazine article that's online that just posted. And I can tell you something right now. They are further off base for what's going on in the world than you could ever imagine.
Oh, no, I can imagine. I mean, I saw, you know, I watched what happened in Afghanistan, the most embarrassing, I think, you know, even more embarrassing than the fall of Saigon, really the worst retreat in the history of the United States military, just awful. You know, when we left Saigon, I don't think we left behind $85 billion worth of military equipment, and we certainly didn't leave any Americans behind. We evacuated everyone, and we evacuated as many of the South Vietnamese friends as we could. We didn't leave them behind, and we certainly, I wasn't there then, but I know now we left the canines behind, and you know, I never knew your background, that you were a canine handler guy, so I had no idea. I mean, you must have a great love for dogs. Those dogs are the greatest working dogs in the world. Can you imagine we left them on the tarmac in Kabul?
Yeah, I can't. I put out a press release on that. I mean, and, you know, Gandhi said, obviously, some time ago, he said, you can judge the moral character of a country by the way they treat their animals. And that just says it all right there. I mean, with this administration doing that, you can judge their moral character. I was absolutely floored to see the pictures of the dogs. And then the next day, there was reports that they had been let loose from their cages, only to be shot by the Taliban as they were running around the tarmac. And, you know, it's just a disgusting display. You're right. It's embarrassing. When we talk about what happened, the way we left Afghanistan and what's going on there right now, trying to get Americans out. A lot of folks like you did, and I would liken it a little bit to, the fall of Saigon and what happened there. But I also, it brings back memories of what happened in Benghazi and how this administration, with Joe Biden as the vice president and, you know, Secretary Clinton at the time, in Benghazi, and how they turned their backs on Americans there. This is just a history of turning your back on America with this president. We go back to the OBL raid in 2011, when we got Osama bin Laden, and Biden advised Obama not to go after him. It's just, you know, what is this guy thinking, and why is he so afraid to project any power and defend America the way he should? This is our commander-in-chief.
Well, you know, it just proves, I'm going to write a column in the near future about Trump was right. Trump is right about everything. And the thing Trump was right about was not just that the economy was great and we were powerful over the world, there weren't any wars, and the border was under control. Everything was great. But forget all that. Think of all the people, Sam Peters, who badmouthed Trump, abandoned Trump, all the rhinos and so-called conservatives, or at least people claim they were, who abandoned Trump because his tweets were too harsh. Look what the Democrats are doing to us. We needed to be worse than Trump is, more strong than Trump is, more vicious than Trump was. Trump was nice compared to the way I want to treat the people that think they should stab me with a vaccine that isn't a vaccine, that's experimental, that's literally a war crime. It's a violation of the Nuremberg Code to stab someone with a vaccine that isn't a vaccine, that's an experimental for emergency use only. Oh, my gosh. Sam, good.
No, I was just going to say Biden's speech yesterday, the only thing you need to take away from that is his quote that said, "This is not about freedom." That's all you need to know about that speech.
Yeah, exactly. It's not about freedom. It's about the opposite of freedom. It's about enslaving us, making us serfs. And until you said it, I had not even heard the report that after they let the canines go at the Kabul airport, the vicious Taliban were shooting them dead. My guess is they're all dead now, right? They're probably all dead. All those beautiful dogs that I loved so much, I never even heard what happened. So I was praying maybe they were still alive. I just, you know, a long shot. I never heard a word, so I'm sorry you even told me that. But it shows you, if Trump had ever let dogs die, can you imagine what all the liberal women and the PETA people would have said? But Biden kills the dogs and nobody cares. No one gives a damn. He abandons them. He abandons women, children, dogs, leaves them all behind to fend for themselves. Amazing. Sam Peters, U.S. Air Force Major, Bronze Star recipient, GOP candidate for Congress in Nevada, CD4, District Number 4. Hopefully we'll be calling you Congressman Sam Peters soon. Thank you, Sam.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, for all you sports fans out there, I just want to note that my Dallas Cowboys almost upset the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No, don't play around with the music. The Cowboys were boys last night. They were not the Cowgirls. They were not a bunch of sissies. They played a great game. They should have won the game without the kicker, Zuerlein, missing two field goals and an extra point. They win that game. If he just makes one field goal, they win that game. And they played great. They traded points with Tampa Bay the whole, you know, with Tom Brady the whole night. Dak Prescott proved himself one of the best, one of the best five quarterbacks in all of the NFL. And the defense was greatly improved over last year. I have high hopes that we got a great team this year, and we're going to make the playoffs and make a deep run in the playoffs. Dallas Cowboys looked fabulous last night. I say all that despite the dislike I have for the NFL's social justice messages and the Black Lives Matter messages and the Black National Anthem played before the game. I mean, it was enough to make me want to vomit. But at least the Cowboys played really well. And I guess the most important thing is I made a very big bet on them, plus 9 points, and I covered. So there you go. I made some money, even though they lost. I'm in a very good mood. My Dallas Cowboys made me some money. So Energized Health is a sponsor of this segment of the show. And I get more mail about Energized Health, as I keep telling you, than any other sponsor, advertiser I've ever had in the history of this show. It's really quite amazing. And I got another one this morning from somebody whose sugar numbers for diabetes, I guess they're called sugar numbers, are so far down. And blood pressure is so far down. And cholesterol is so far down. And these are all things they were told by their doctors could never, ever happen. Even with medicine, they couldn't happen. They were prescribed all kinds of medicine just to keep the numbers where they were. But you're supposedly, when you get to be a certain age, you can never reduce them. And they reduced them once they got on this Energized Health program. So really is amazing, Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee talking about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And the results are that people lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love, and they supercharge their energy and they boost their immune system. You look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I was on the program for Well, now I've been on the program for about 9 months, and I was on the program for the first 3 months, which is the whole key to the program. What you achieve in those first 3 months is your foundation for everything that's to come. And in those first 3 months, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I looked great, and I felt great, and I actually took photos of my shirt off and posted them online and posted them on social media. Got an incredible response, by the way. I kind of thought, you know, I'd get some liberals laughing at me, and instead I got nothing but, oh, my God. I don't even care if I agree with you on politics. I want to know what you did, because there is no 60-year-old man in America that looks like that. So it was really an amazing response, and it's continued, because now it's, you know, after the first 3 months, it's been another 6 months or so, and I haven't gained 1 pound back, haven't gained any fat back. It's really kind of amazing. So don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Or just cut to the chase, because you know you want to achieve the results. Join right now. No more fooling around. Just get the body of Wayne Allyn Root. Join now at 888-444-8895. 888-toll-free 444-8895. It's amazing what you can achieve. Mention Warren. Get 40% off. 40-888-444-8895. Toll-free from anywhere in the United States. Or go to energizedhealth.com. All right, so I told you a Biden advisor said the president will run over GOP governors who resist his mandate. White House senior advisor Cedric Richmond said Biden is willing to run over the governors. And those governors that stand in the way, it was very clear from the president's tone today, he will run them over. And you just think about this, and you think about, if a Donald Trump or a George W. Bush or a Ronald Reagan said the kind of things that this guy just said, they'd say he's a racist. He's going to run over governors who get in the way of his program. Well, that's because he hates black people. That's because these must be black Democrat governors. That's because these must be Democrats who are protecting black people. It's always racism. Every time I told everyone how much I hated Obama because of his policies, it was, you're a racist. But I notice Democrats hate Larry Elder. But it's not racism in this case. Isn't that funny? Democrats are the biggest racists in the world. They'll turn down Larry Elder, and they'll egg Larry Elder, and they'll shoot BB guns at Larry Elder. They'll wear an ape outfit while they're mocking Larry Elder. And nobody says a word. Can you imagine if a Republican wore an ape outfit to mock a black Democrat? Can you even imagine the Fuhrer? Oh, my gosh. If Donald Trump said, I don't really care what Democrat governors think, we will run them over. When we get back, top of the hour, and lots more to tell you, including the court siding with Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida. I notice he wasn't run over. Ron DeSantis is doing the running over. Court reinstates his school mask mandate ban. Pending the outcome of an appeal, you never know who the next judge is. It all depends. Is it a conservative judge or a liberal judge? Liberal judge every time says, wear masks. Conservative judge every time says, nope, you don't have to wear them. So it all depends on who the judge is. But Ron DeSantis is a great governor, and he's fighting for the people of Florida. He's fighting for the kids of Florida. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built on USA Network.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Senior Choice Plans.